music and practices of our past to ground ourselves as we look forward into hopefully making deeper connections with each other and the natural world. This is the first show of the new year. Happy New Year. And it's still streaming at Cows SLP on 92.5 from Occidental, California. You can listen live at cowsfm.com. And I have a very, very, very special guest today, somebody who has known for me for my entire life, Lori Herman Mutchler. And I'll let her introduce herself in a second. But before we do that, I wanted to go ahead and do my official responsibilities to share the underwriters and public service announcements, and then we'll get back into the show. So first, programming on Cows Community Radio is underwritten in part by the folks at Sonoma Clean Power, and we'd like to thank them. Their website, sonomacleanpower.org, outlines how we can be part of a clean energy future. Cows Radio thanks Stockham Construction, a union company with decades of experience and specializing in interior and exterior metal stud framing, drywall, finish taping, acoustical ceilings, and commercial door installation. Their primary focus is on excellence, teamwork, and safety with the goal of completing projects in a timely and professional manner while delivering a quality product. You can find out more by visiting stockhamconstruction.com. They proudly tune into The Roots of Rock every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific here on Cows Community Radio. And lastly, Cows wants to thank Rick Shubb at locally owned and operated Shubb Capos. Shubb has been providing musicians around the world with industry standard capos since 1974. They pride themselves in quality, durability, and preserving good tone on instruments utilizing their capos and slides, and are well known among top professionals and hobbyists alike. You can find out more about this venerable Sonoma County company on their website, which is shubb.com. That's S-H-U-B-B.com. And lastly, we'll do one public service announcement from the Saris Community Project. Saris is seeking volunteers to aid in growing, cooking, and delivering meals to clients in Sonoma County who are facing serious health challenges. The Saris Community Project empowers young people as volunteer gardeners and chefs, educating the broader community about the connections between food choices and individual health, the community, and the planet. They partner with healthcare providers and insurers to demonstrate the impact of medically tailored meals to ensure that nutrition is a routine part of healthcare. Shifts are available Monday to Friday in Sebastopol. Please visit ceresproject.org. That's C-E-R-E-S project.org. And there you have it with the underwriters and public service announcements. Again, this is Remembering Ourselves. I'm your host, Colin Mutchler, a show where we look back at the music and practices of our past in order to ground ourselves as we look forward to hopefully deepen our connections with each other and the natural world. Today, as I mentioned before, I have my mom, Lori Herman Mutchler, on the show. Welcome to the show, Ma. Well,
thank you. It's quite an honor to be here, I have to tell you.
I mean, it feels weird. Your father was a radio host for many years. I never really saw him at the radio, but now I'm here with you, and you're on my show.
I never was on a show with my dad, so this is pretty special. And I get to be with my son for an hour. It's crazy.
I know. What a trip, right?
What a trip.
Well, I'm really glad to have you here. I know that music has, when I think about the musical relationship in my life, you're the side of the family that has more of a musical relationship. You know, the Mutchlers were more storytellers and funny and whatever. But I remember your mom was like the singer of all singers, and your dad was, also into radio and music and stuff. So I feel like you're the side of the family. So I'm so glad that we're able to do this. Before I ask you to speak to the first music, I wanted to remind everybody the format we're using for Remembering Ourselves is I'm choosing guests that are from Sonoma County, where I live out in Monterio in West County. And I'm looking to bring people on that I know that are people that I have a relationship with that are doing interesting things around Sonoma County. And I've asked them to bring some music with them. two songs from their early life, like before they chose their own music, two songs that are from their kind of coming of age period when they first started really getting into music, and then two songs from the more current period. And so, yeah, maybe just like, how was it, what was it like to you know, to answer that question and to start looking for your own songs, or and maybe introduce some of the early Laurie Ann Herman musical life.
Yeah, it's been since you started doing this, I've been thinking about how important music what is in my life, was, is, will always be. I know. You started to say about my mom. I mean, she, only reason I came to California is she won a tri-state singing contest, Utah, Nevada, and Idaho, and the winner got a full ride to go to USC in LA. So she's from a little tiny town in Utah, won the scholarship. She was the youngest in her family, and her parents decided to up and move to Los Angeles. And early on, she did get the scholarship, and she was in the music department. She's a singer. She didn't really have any background, so she shouldn't have been a music major. She didn't know how to read music, really. She could follow. And then my dad was there at USC, and he swept her off her feet and wined and dined her, and he's a real entertainer. And so music was something that we grew up with in the house. I remember we had one of those old consoles. I'm talking about the 50s. I kind of mm-hmm. want to put myself in the right, for people that are listening. Right. I'm 72 years old, so this is, to pick six songs in 70 years of life was sort of like,
unfair.
How do you do that? But I did it. I did what I did. But thought about music. And growing up, I was with fortunately got to be with my two brothers and my half-brother, and we talked about the beginning years a lot. And I told him, Colin's doing this thing, and, you know, I have a song that I think was in our house that I remember, and both of them said, Mac the Knife. And if that was my dad, I think of it as my dad's song. Uh-huh. It was like I think it was considered a jazzy kind of swing kind of happy song with Bobby Darin, and I played it again recently just to remember yesterday to see what it was, and it's like, oh yeah, that it's you just know it. A happy thing.
Well, I love this because I've never heard that song.
No, you never you know? Heard that
it's
song.
It's like even
no.
though I have, I feel no. like I probably have talked to you about
no,
your music,
I don't
but...
think I've ever even mentioned it.
Right,
no,
right.
Never mentioned it. And my mom, even though she was the music person, I don't think, I know from when she was older and lived with me, she didn't like have music playing in the background all the time. She would like to listen to music and had a reverence for it. You listen to music, you just don't have it on. So I'm not sure how much music was in her house, but I feel like it was. And I think when they had people over, there was music, I think. Right.
But did she sing? I mean, because she's...
I just feel like she sang... with us as kids, she sang kids' songs with mm-hmm. us. As she got older, she was a Head Start teacher. I think she sang. I think mm-hmm. she sang a lot, but not. I don't remember sitting around singing. Except was reminded by Colin this Christmas and told the story that maybe I'd never really told either. That at Christmas time, and I have it as December 1st. My brothers aren't sure it was that early. But the candle was right. We would sit at our kitchen table, round kitchen table, after dinner, and light this candle and sing Christmas carols, the month of December. And my family could all sing. My mother had a beautiful voice. My older brother ended up being a musician. He has a beautiful voice. Larry and I could sing, and they were actually the best singers. And I can sing. I can hold my own just fine. But
Steve and Larry were...
Steve and Fran were just, like, amazing. And so we would sing harmonies. But I think I always sang the melody because somebody needed to do that. And I wasn't as good at singing all the harmonies. And it just was... I remember it being just made me happy always when I was little. And then the other part of that growing up that I remember listening to was both my dad and my mom loved musicals, Broadway musicals that were very popular at the time, and it's King and I, South Pacific, My Fair Lady. Sound of Music is probably the first one that was mine, mm-hmm. that wasn't just them singing songs to me. So that would have been a choice. A musical would have been a choice to sing, to pick for this, for today. I did pick one. Right, yeah. I did from Sound of Music. I picked, because there were so many, I went through my head now, I'm forgetting which ones I picked.
My Favorite Things.
The Julie Andrews singing My Favorite Things. But
and that one I do know, that's a beautiful song.
That's a beautiful song. But the Smack the Knife and just, I know we had music in our house, and the fact that we all sang, and I think our cousins, I think our families got together, and we sang.
Cool.
Everybody could sing. I thought it was everyone could sing. It wasn't until I had my own family that I realized everybody can't sing.
I'll have to debrief about that after the break. Let's listen to Mac the Knife from Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt right into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
That was My Favorite Things by Julie Andrews. And before that, we heard Mac the Knife, Bobby Darin, which I don't think I've heard before, but it sounds familiar. It's like in that kind of big bandy era that I, you know, I can imagine the songs from that era. And My Favorite Things from Sound of Music. I mean, yeah, that whole movie continues to, I showed that to my kids when they were young, and it's still pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah. The other Mac the Knife time, it was Nat King Cole and Doris Day, and, you know, they listened to music. And my mom also, and my dad, I grew up in a pretty liberal family, and some of the early folk protest songs, like I wrote down Pete Seeger and Miriam Makeba, and those songs were in our, I know we sang them, we played them, I'm not sure, you know, I know we got to actually see Pete Seeger when he was young, but it's just, it is. Music brings you back. Remembering ourselves is a great title. And just thinking about music, I'm just reminded as I'm listening.
Right, because from what places. I remember, from what you shared, you know, Steve was what, a few years older than you, two or three?
Steve is 2.5 years old.
Right, and then you and Larry were the twins. And so he was in high school. He was probably the first one that got he started playing in a band, or, you know, he was kind of like into his own tunes.
We had music, and Steve would be the next person who brought it, because we had a radio record player. My dad, Cleve Herman, worked at the Top 40 radio station.
What station was it?
KFWB in Los Angeles. And so he had access to every 45 you could imagine, and he got to bring them home.
Oh, wow.
So Steve had the best collection of music, and the first time coming out, and he played them, and he loved them, and he was a little older, so he was 3 years ahead in school, and he was a lover of everything. I mean, he was a big Beatles fan. That was what, you know, that's when that came out. We had music in our house for sure. If it's not from our parents, it was my brother,
right? So then, when did you start to be like kind of independent from that, you know, start to seek out your own music? Like, when did you start to have your own attraction to music that was different from your parents, or even different from Steve?
Right. I think it really wasn't until college. I mean, in high school, you know, I loved all the stuff that was out, and I on the way up here, driving up here, I was remembering some of the songs at the school dances, and you know, remembering, I have an emotional memory. So even when I thought about some of the songs at the school dances, it wasn't like, oh God, is anybody going to ask me to dance? You know, it was kind of like, that was the memory.
It all came back. Yeah.
Music brings it.
No, I have that for some of the stuff I think we had the 5th and 6th grade was when I first started going to those dances, and I was terrified. And, you know, yeah, those songs, you remember like dancing with a person for the first time, or dancing near people and being insecure about like, are they going to dance with me or not? That kind of stuff. I remember that from 5th or 6th grade.
Definitely. And, but we had access to all this music from my dad. And then when I went to college, I went to UC Santa Barbara for my first year, and brought a record player. You wanted to make sure one of you, of your roommates, had a record player. Right. I got to be the one to bring the record player, and it's when I bought my first albums, and those albums were Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Simon and Garfunkel, and Joni Mitchell, and those albums that I definitely, when I got to pick my own, it wasn't as much pop as it was the folk. Folk music was what spoke to me, for whatever reason, and that was different than Steve. He liked it, but it was not his passion. He loved the bands I think when I think about my tastes in music, they really haven't changed that much. I love harmonies. I love beautiful voices together. I love thoughtful words. That's kind of what is what I've always loved and still love.
Yeah, I mean, what you just said is for me too. I think that's accurately describes my love for music too. It's kind of like you know, it feels good, it sounds good, and the meaning of the lyrics like speaks to me. Like I kind of feel what the artist is communicating, and I appreciate that. That comes from you. I like that too.
Yeah, that is where when I started picking my own for sure, and it really hasn't changed. I drove up here and I listened to, I picked a. I'm a Pandora person. I don't know Spotify as well, but I picked something and it was just all the music from the 60s and 70s, and every single one of them had jolted some memory. I knew them all. I know the words to everyone. Why? I listen to music, I guess, but I don't remember it being like I always had to have music on.
Yeah, what was, maybe let me ask a different kind of question. Like in terms of that, you know, what's different now versus that time? You know, I think that when there's all this discussion about like disconnection and loneliness and people like not spending time together in real life because of all of our, you know, screens and everything from this generation that's coming up right now. And so I am curious about like, what was it like back then in terms of, you know, how people spent time together around music or not? Just like, you know, when you think back to those times, either that year, the time when you're in Santa Barbara or after in Bellingham, you know, how did you all gather, you know, particularly around music, since that's kind of seems to be the thread we're on.
I do remember having people over to my dorm room and putting on an album, and we'd sit around and be together, laugh, and listen to music, and maybe just have it be background music. I definitely remember that. And then I did take some time off, and I traveled with my boyfriend across the country, and we definitely listened to music all the time, the whole time we were in the car.
And that was radio, right?
That was definitely radio.
There was no cassettes probably by then.
No. And then up in Bellingham, I remember it being a big part of kind of a breaking out of the learning new music. The main campus had I forget what it was called, I should remember, but a place where it had music, and they brought in lots of different kinds of music, and I just started to love music. It actually was the first time I started dancing, and it was amazing to me that I really hadn't danced before then, but dancing and being free to music, I mean, that's the kind of dancing, only hippie dancing is what it looks like.
I've seen the pictures.
You've seen the pictures, yeah. And, yeah.
But you guys were outside, sometimes less clothing.
Yes, right, you're right, that's true.
Well, if you're just joining us, I'm Colin Mutchler, and this is Remembering Ourselves. My guest today is my mother, Lori Herman Mutchler, who lives in Petaluma now, originally from Los Angeles, and then went to college across UC Santa Barbara, and then up in Western Washington in Bellingham, where I was born, and then spent, you know, 30 years in New Jersey, where I mostly grew up, and is now back here in California. And we're talking about her relationship to music. She's chosen six songs, two from her early life that we just listened to, and two that we're about to listen to that are more from her kind of coming age period, where she first started to listen to her own music. So I'm going to play, next song is going to be Joni Mitchell, Both Sides Now, and then a classic from James Taylor. So I'll give you Both Sides Now, Joni Mitchell.
Cups on roses and whiskers on kittens.
No, that's not it.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles. Everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weave, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds. Thank you. seems real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away.
Your head together and call me. knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know you got a friend?
That's James Taylor, You've Got a Friend. This is Remembering Ourselves. I'm your host, Colin Mutchler. And we're a show that explores the music and practices of our past in order to ground ourselves as we look forward and deepen our connections with each other and the natural world. Today, I have on my show my mother, Lori Herman Mutchler. It's great to have you. And we just heard James Taylor, You've Got a Friend, as well as Both Sides Now from Joni Mitchell. Lori chose these songs to represent her coming of age period when she first started really choosing her own music. Ma, tell me more about that period, kind of like when you were really out on your own, either, you know, that in college or post-college, and your relationship to the music and those times.
Yeah, it was a time of music that I loved, and a time of, when you said, did you share music with people? We had music on all the time in my life, in the houses I lived. It was a big part. You had records, you had...
And this is basically the 70s,
the
right?
The 70s. I graduated high school in 70, and then so I was in college till 74, 75. You were born in 76, so
yep.
My college to... That next phase is a pretty quick and pretty, it was a short period of time, but such a full, amazing time of the music was Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Simon and Garfunkel. And I mean, I could have picked many. It was a very full time of music that still brings me joy when I listen to it. And then meeting your dad, meeting Glenn, was he brought another part of music to my life. We shared music. We liked each other's music. We learned about new music together. And shared it with people. It definitely was a big part. Music was a big part. And I do remember dancing a lot, for sure. Dancing to music. And the time after college, I became a mom really quickly. I got married and had a kid. So it was that took me into a whole nother part of life that was much busier than college days and fuller and... maybe less music, I'm thinking. I'm thinking it might have been less music.
Well, there was that one, when asked you to take notes, you were like, I couldn't choose any, you know, it was only two songs from when I had a kid till now. It was like 50 years, whatever, 40 years. Almost 50 years since you had a kid. But there was that one story of that one song that you mentioned that you've told me about when I was a super baby and I was like colicky and, you know, just uncomfortable and just crying all the time.
That was the Canon in D major, and I did write that. I almost was going to play that one because that would have been a perfect one for if I got to choose more periods of my life. That would have been a big one because I did feel like it calmed everybody. Colin and Adam and Erica, three kids, and it was a calming song. I when you did your songs, your favorite songs, Colin, you remembered.
I'll just put it on the background.
Okay. You remembered some of my songs were the Winston Hill songs. They were these, I think I brought a calmness to our family.
Totally.
And that's the music that I could put on and it would calm the family. This song, the Canon in D major, and some of the
Windham Hill. What was that one album? Autumn and Winter.
And December.
That's the one.
George Winston. But there were many artists and they all lumped them together. I learned about them as a group. And,
but that resonates so much with me too, like that sense of calming. I mean, both you, your personality in terms of what you brought, but also like the actual music. Like Glenn was more of the like, let's dance, let's get up, let's go have fun. And I think like in a chaotic family, calming each other down was key. I mean, and I think when I was in high school, I discovered this song. I rediscovered it. And I remember, I think it was our friend Andy Shin gave it to a cassette mixtape he gave to Christy, who's now my wife, but that had this song on it. And we both, I remember this, I have some memory of like me and Christy sitting in a car in the high school parking lot listening to this song. And I just was like, it moved me, you know, in the same way it continues to. But I think it's because I have those memories from those early times.
Jumping a bit, but recently I have a lake house up in the Adirondacks, the Southern Adirondacks, and a group of people have brought music there, and they're classically trained musicians, and they play
what's it called,
the Caroga Arts Festival, there has a name after
it, Caroga
the
Arts.
the group. But I have gone, I go as much as I can, and the classical music, which I didn't think I even knew or loved, I can sit and listen and be in tears. So there's something that music comes inside of me and just moves me. And I don't know if it happens to everybody, but it happens to me.
Yeah.
And to find that classical music I love, it's just a beautiful, beautiful, amazing musicians. I don't think it would just—it's just classical music.
Yeah, like totally. But it's also interesting because what you said earlier about how like what were your own taste as it came out when you were first coming of age was like harmonies plus the vocals and the lyrics, which is actually not, you know, classical. And it's interesting that like, you know, over time you kind of gained that appreciation for just like just the sound itself, because mm-hmm. I think I feel similarly. Like I the stuff I love the most is lyrics that like, you know, where there's the perfect blend of the mood of the music and the spirit of the person singing it and the words. But I think before, you know, the amplified voice, I can see why you know, the instruments like violin and all these beautiful orchestral loud, you know, instruments that are loud but really carry so much like moving vibration could be so impactful, because it does carry something with it that's like hard to explain. That affects your body.
Have I told you a story about taking Fran, my mom, Fran, your grandma, to a concert of a person that worked for us who was an amazing violinist?
What era?
This is during you were in high
like
school.
Like when I was
probably
in high school,
yes,
okay.
And I was working at Mutchler Incorporated. And I knew she put on a show, and I decided to go, and I brought my mom. And she was living with us because she did have dementia and Alzheimer's, but she loved music, and it was the best thing to make her happy was to have music, take her to music. And we went, saw this concert. It was beautiful. We were coming home, and she said, "That was the most beautiful singing I've ever heard." And she used the word singing for the violin. And I had then found out that violins are the closest thing to the human voice. And even though it is instrumentals, it is speaking to you. There's a vibration, I think, that comes through it, through
totally.
You, that is similar to voice. And it just was it's just to know that she felt it that way was
that's
was
pretty cool.
Fun,
the
fun.
Best thing I've ever heard is a violin. Yeah, I mean, to me, it relates to a tangential topic, which you didn't bring up, but I'll bring it up because it's one of mine, is like animals, you know, is the sounds that animals make, because we don't understand the meaning of the words of animals, you know, and so we don't think we understand. But in the same way you understand violins, you can understand the sounds of animals too. It's like it's not about the, you know, they talk about how like something like 80 or 90% of communication, even between humans, is nonverbal. It's not actually what they're saying. It's like who they're being or like how they're acting, which is actually mostly what you take away from it. And that's not the meaning of the words. That's like the vibe of the person or the vibe of the instrument or the vibe of the animal.
But our growing up, I just wanted to go back to, and you said I was the calming force in our family, but adding Glenn's that just joyous, his Grateful Dead and his, you know, the dancing and the spirit, the passion, mm-hmm. was such a wonderful part of our life and my life. It just was a wonderful part of music that was, again, through a joining of two people. You know, we both had it. And it is, I had never have been a Grateful Dead fan. Sorry, Mutchler family.
But shots thrown.
Shots thrown.
Shots fired.
But I knew, and I think I did this with music. I just told a story of my mom. But I, when Glenn would be in a kind of a not great mood, I don't even know if he knew I did it. But I would go over and I'd put on some Grateful Dead, and his spirit would just be happy. And
totally.
It was just a fun.
I've done it myself, too. It's a, good, it's a good move.
And I do it to myself now. I mean, I will not with my music. I get down, I get sad, something happens, and I just put on music, and it takes me away.
Yeah. Yeah, the other one I was thinking about as you were saying that, the other music, there was that video that you guys made when we moved to the East Coast, and you made that video. We had the For first video camera that you sent West Coast. It was some
yes.
beautiful summary of our life at that moment, like the early 80s. But I remember, I think it was around when Glenn was turning 40 years old, so it must have been like 87, and you guys went into the city and saw some Latin band.
That became,
I don't know if it was Buena Vista or something like that.
That became a mutual love. Both of us loved Latin music, and it was something we had with Puerto Rico, with our business being involved in Puerto Rico. And
yeah, and for context for those listening, we have family in Puerto Rico. Glenn's brother, Dwight, lived in Puerto Rico. My aunt Tete and cousins Margot and Chanel, shout out to you all if you're listening, but we have family in Puerto Rico, and Lori and Glenn's business did lots of business in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but that was another one. I mean, yeah, just all the amount of music in my life, and it's still I do it for other people, I do it for myself, but I as I've gotten older, as we move into the next periods of my life and my music, it's kept me going. It's when I get down, when I get
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the other two that you chose? If we, you know, if we move forward, you know, in time, we, you know, kids went to college, we all went our different ways. I went into graduate school and then moved out to California. Erica came out here. Adam was in LA. Then in your kids were kind of bouncing around all different parts of the world, and then you came out here. I guess it was whenever, I don't know how many years ago, but after we were here for a while, you came out to California, and music seemed to play a role during that period too.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a hard time. The business, we very involved in the family business, and fortunately, the business was acquired. Glenn and I decided to get divorced. We sold our house. It was a very hard time. And one of the songs that I picked that was huge, it kept me going. It gave me strength. I did listen to lots of songs to pump me up and, you know, I can be strong, I can do it. Was one that I picked because it just kind of jumped out when I thought about my current days. And that's not so current anymore. Yeah, probably 10, 12 years ago now. But it's a song that a friend of Erica's actually, that she knew the music. So we can just do this one or? Okay,
sure.
Perfect.
This is from Kelly McFarling, FNYC.
Take a risk now and don't look back. You gotta keep it simple and keep it straight and keep moving forward and things will turn out. Gonna turn out great. And this was a mistake. God, I wish I'd learned from yours. I don't recognize these windows. Don't know what's behind the doors. And fuck New York City. Somehow it's everywhere I turn. And in my sleep it's like a fever. I wake up sad and sore and burn, but I can keep it simple and keep it straight and keep moving forward and things will turn out great. They're gonna turn out.
That's FNYC by Kelly McFarlane. What a beautiful song. What's the lyrics? How the lyrics go in the chorus again?
Keep it simple. Keep it straight. Keep moving forward. Things are going to turn out great.
I mean, that's really, really strong advice.
I did it. I sang it many times all day long, and it just did. It kept me. And things have turned out great. You know, it's like I worked hard, I think, and I worked hard, and I feel strong. I feel like, talk about becoming yourself. I feel like I got back to who I am, and music helped. Kelly McFarlane, it's like so funny. She was, yeah, it's just like.
Did you ever see Kelly live?
She played at Erica's wedding.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then I have seen her play a couple of times. Based around here. Yeah, I've seen her locally. Yeah, and she's gotten a little more. She's got a big band, and she's got a little more jazzy. She's wonderful, and yes, she is. I'm a fan, and the song just spoke to me. I mean,
especially those lyrics are on point.
They're on point, and it just yeah. I think, and I realized in our house too, the music is what I loved. I'm not a big talk podcast person. I keep going, why don't I love podcasts? And the spoken voice is not as doesn't speak to me as well as the songs.
The musical voice.
Yeah, the music.
Right, you're not as much of like a talk radio listener. You don't like listening to podcasts and stuff.
I enjoy it. I have some that I love, but I am definitely drawn to.
If you have a choice, you'd rather listen to music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny though that that's an interesting kind of like, I don't know. I feel like there's something there because now that we have like infinite choice, you know, these days, like, what do you want to listen to? I can listen to whatever I want. I find it's, you know, it serves different purposes. Like in my case, I've noticed when my kids are now, Nico's 9, Ellis is 6. We kind of listen to stuff. I try to listen to stuff that they would like too. But it's like if you listen to talk things, it's kind of more challenging to find something that fits with everybody. Hmm. Whereas the vibe of music is fine. If the music sounds decent, everybody will go along with it. But I find myself, if I have to choose like a podcast for us to listen to, like me and Christy in the car, we'll sometimes just put on something we're interested in, hope the kids will follow along. Or we could like play some kid thing that they're going to like, but we're not going to like. And I think that's true even just between adults too. Like what you choose to, like what conversations do you want to be a part of is a slightly more specific question than what kind of music do you want to listen to? You know, people are relatively, you know, there's certain types of music people don't love, but in general, people will listen to each other's music and be fine with it. But like a particular conversation is annoying, you know, sometimes to, if you're not actually interested in it. So it's interesting. I hadn't thought about that in this time of, you know, infinite availability of music and talk, and, you know, you'd rather listen to music. And what's your, in terms of your life here in California or your life these days, how much do you go to music? I mean, we went to that. What did we go to last year?
We went to a Celtic Christmas. The Celtic Christmas one? Is that the one you're talking about?
I was actually talking about the one we went in the summer, the music festival we went to.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the first time, I think, we crave it. Like, there was that one that we used to go to in upstate New York, the Falcon Ridge
Folk Festival. And this was close to the same feeling. And the music was pretty folksy.
Yeah, what was it called again?
Bluegrass, but
it was something 10 mile or 8 mile, 10 mile creek or something.
That was
it was like at the same location as the Kate Wolf Festival had been for many years. But for me, I think that, you know, I'm glad we did that. Like, I think you and I were both craving something similar. It's like I want to be outside and have music playing, live music playing that I can go to, and that's like kind of family friendly. You know, like that's like a desire that I have from my memory of my childhood that I also like want to create for my kids. And I'm glad we got to go last year. I hope we'll do something similar.
Yeah, but I try to see live music. I really love seeing live music. I got to see Sarah Jarosz as a new fan. I'm a new fan of hers, a new music that I didn't know. Rising Appalachia, I got to see the Rainbow Girls is wonderful. Mamoose is another one of my favorites that I got to see. So I do enjoy going to live music. And in fact, I have a friend that I just put her in charge of, go out and look for some music. I'll go with you. Just let me know when it is and where it is. And the next song that I picked, as our time goes by quickly. As I've gotten older and looking back on my life, music is a wonderful way for me to look back on my life and to listen. But the next song that I picked was one I fell into on probably a Pandora station. It showed up, and I was in tears listening to it. It's called
May I Suggest,
and it is the Red Mollies, who I didn't know, and they actually are not a band anymore. I can't go see them. They were younger, and now they have families, and they're not playing together anyway. And it was a cappella, so it's these three gorgeous female harmonizing voices singing about, may I suggest this is the best time of your life, which could be meaningful any time, but at the time, a couple years ago, I think maybe even just a year ago, maybe 2 years ago is when I found it. It just felt like this is the, you know, make this time the best time of your life, and how much we have offered from the past through music, how much we look back, we look forward. Music's there, and it seems like a string that goes through it all. So it's a beautiful piece of music that I have. I don't even have it handy. Like I happen upon it, and it always brings me much happiness. And happiness isn't the word. Joy isn't the word. Fills my soul. That's what I came up with. The way music fills my soul, it's just so important to me.
That's beautiful, Mom. You're hearing wisdom live on Cows FM. This is Lori Herman Mutchler, my mother. Thank you for sharing all that. That was beautiful, what you just shared. So yeah, I'm going to play this song, and I think just to echo what was just said, I think it was better said than I'll say it now, but I did feel it. It's, you know, it's like, as you listen to these three voices, I have never heard the song before, so I'm right there with you. Try to really just feel what they're saying, you know, that about that this time that we are in right now. You know, this is it. This is early 2025. You know, it's winter. All the transitions are occurring. You know, a lot of challenges out there. You know, but a lot of love too. So. Try to be present with the people you love, and try to remember where you come from, you know, all the people that came before you, all the people who've supported you in your life, and all the people that are that you're supporting and impacting on our way towards the future. So, may I suggest Red Molly?
Suggest, may I suggest to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life? May I suggest this time is blessed for you? This time is blessed and shining almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons why I suggest to you, why I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a world that's been addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. A secret world, a treasure chest to you, of private scenes and brilliant dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, a tiny baby's hands, the million stars that fill the turning sky at night. Oh, I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a hope that's been expressed in you, the hope of seven generations, maybe more. This is the faith that they invest in you. It's that you'll do one better than was done before. Inside you know, inside you understand, inside you know what's yours to finally set right. And I suggest to you, and I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song, comes from the west to you, comes from the west, comes from the slowly setting sun. This is a song with a request of you, to see how very short the endless days will run. And when they're gone, and when the dark descends, we'd give anything for one more hour of light. May I suggest, this is the best part of your life.
Well, there you have it. May I suggest, from Red Molly. That was beautiful. I'm Colin Mutchler. This is Remembering Ourselves. I've had my mom, Lori Mutchler, here with me today. We are live every first and third and sometimes fifth Monday at 3 p.m. West Coast, 6 p.m. East Coast, here on Cows FM in Occidental, California. You can listen live online at cowsfm.com, where we look back at the music and culture of our past in order to ground ourselves as we look forward and hopefully deepen our connections with each other, those that are different from us, and the natural world. So thanks again for joining me. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And if there's anybody that you think I should have on the show from here in Sonoma County, please reach out and let me know. And with that, I'll give back to the next show. Take care, all.